بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Chapter 222. The merit of hastening the opening of the fast. What shall a person open his fast with? And what should he say after opening his fast? And Sa'd ibn Sa'd رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجل الفطرة. متفق عليه. As-Sa'd ibn Sa'd رضي الله عنه says that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, people in the Muslim Ummah will continue experiencing blessings as long as they hasten in opening the fast. Bukhari Muslim. Nabi Atiya qala dakhaltu ana wa Masruq ala Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Fa qala laha Masruq. Rajulan min ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kilahuma la ya'lu wa nilkhay. Ahaduma yu'ajjilu al-maghrib wa al-iftar wa al-akhir yu'akhiru al-maghrib wa al-iftar. فقالت من يعجل المغرب والإفطار قال عبد الله يعني ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه فقال هكذا كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع رواه مسلم. هذا أبو عتية narrates مسروق and I went to his عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها وأنهما. مسروق said to her, there are two companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, who do not lag behind in doing good. One of them hastens in opening the Maghrib Salah and in opening the fast. The other delays in offering the Maghrib Salah and opening the fast. She, radiallahu ta'ala, asks, who is the one who hastens in offering the Maghrib Salah and opening the fast? He replied, Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. She said, this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to do. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala qala sallam qala Allah azza wa jal ahabbu ibadi ilayya a'jaluhum fitran. Rawahu Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasan. Hadha Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the most beloved servant in my sight are those who are quickest in opening the fast. One of the Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا أقبل الليل من ها هنا وأدبر النهار من ها هنا وغربت الشمس فقد أفطر الصائم. متفقون عليه. هذا من الخطاب رضي الله عنه نريس Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the night, the darkness appears from this side, the day, the brightness disappears from this side, and the sun sets, then the fasting person has most certainly opened his fast. The fasting person must break his fast. So here, this hadith, لا يزال الناس, people will be on good as long as they do iftari. Straight away, no doubt. Really? A person, my friend, just before Ramadan, he goes, it was a Monday or a Thursday, it was my father was rushed to the hospital. His father's old, and he goes to me. And then when he went to hospital, he was fasting, so mashallah, he had a longer fast. I go, inna lillahi. I go, that's not a no longer fast. There's no such thing as longer fast. I go, that's wrong. I go, it's wrong. I said to him, Jalla, he's excused, but meaning that you shouldn't feel happy, because when you went to the hospital, obviously you can't eat anything. Once you admit into the hospital, then until they check you up and all that, even if it's 2-3 hours, you're not allowed to have any medicines or any food or anything, isn't it? That's if you've been to emergency, you know that, right? So I said that to him. Fasting isn't what I want to do or you want to do. Or I want to stay hungry, you want to stay hungry. Deen is nothing of nafs, nothing of ego. Or if a person says, I want to do this because I want to do it, because he thinks it's ibadat. Ibadat is that what Rasulullah said is ibadat, and only to that much. So when does fast start? Look, what did I say? When's the best time to do suhoor? Huh? Right at the end time. Just before Fajr. And when do you have to do iftar? Soon as the sun sets. So soon as you see the sun has set, Bismillah. Allahumma qassum tawiyyudhani. Bismillah. What dua you pray in? Azhab al-sama wa tal-idru. You drink, eat, and why? As soon as you saw it. But because we don't see, we don't eyewitness today, so we have something called a timetable. So what do we do? Because timetable, a minute or two, it could, or the watches or the clocks could go 1 minute ahead. So what do? We wait for 2-3 minutes, at least 3 minutes, and the muazzin calls the azan after 3 minutes. So how long have we delayed it? How long already we've delayed it? 2 minutes or 3 minutes already. Why? Ihtiyat. There's nothing wrong in that. There's nothing wrong in that. If everybody was outside, if everybody is there out at the sky, if everybody's looking out here and you're seeing the sun setting, Bismillah, you can do that. You don't even need to wait for muazzin to call the adhan. Say the muazzin forgot. Say the muazzin went to the washroom. Say the muazzin, something happened to him. And in Ramadan, you're waiting for the muazzin's azan. And the sun has set. You're doing wrong. The sun has set and it's 3 minutes over. Ihtiyat is done. Ihtiyat means caution just in case. Because if the muazzin or anybody called the azan 1 minute before sunset, 30 seconds before sunset, you ate 30 seconds before sunset, one whole fast gone. You don't have no penalty because it was a mistake, but you have one fast to do, qada'af. So this is why we do ihtiyat, we do caution. And now caution is only because we're not eyewitnessing. And today we don't even have maharat, we don't even know, because when we grew up in these countries, so we've depended on timetable. People in Africa, people in those countries, Allahu Akbar. Look at the sun, and that's the way they pray their salat. They don't need no watches. Understand? Our older generations, our forefathers in India and those back home, wherever we are, they didn't need no watches, but they look at the whole thing, that's the way the whole time to. So now, remember that. So the people will be on khair. The most, you want to be beloved to Allah? How do you become beloved to Allah? Eat soon as Allah says eat. Soon as Allah says to eat, eat. Not that, oh, I am so pious. You're not an angel. Angels don't eat. Angels don't eat. So that's abdiyat. Abdiyat is this. Allah says for me to eat. Allahumma qasumtu alhamdulillah. And you start eating, isn't it? So this is why we should always be. In Ramadan, everybody should know when Maghrib is. Everybody should know when Maghrib is. In Ramadan, you should always have access to something to break your fast with. Always have something to break your fast with. And what is the best? Is rutub, fresh dates. If not that, tamar. Tamar we all have. That is dry dates. We all have ajwa, we have dry dates. And if you have Medina ajwa, that's the best, because the best dates, because there's a lot of things in hadith about it. That's what I usually pass around to brothers, is the ajwa dates. And if we don't have that, everybody has water. We have so many water cases, right? So say you're coming to masjid and you're late. You should know the sunset. What time is sunset? If you have one of these watch, us or Fajr watch, alhamdulillah, you're set. These watches are very good. We go to Saudi, spend 50, 60, and now Allah take us again and again to Saudi. But when we go, 50, 60 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever, and you have everything in there. It tells you exactly. Understand? And it goes, it makes the thing tools. So, alhamdulillah. So every day, a person should know, and he should have it. It's because when you do something, you do it right. When you pray salah, you're going to do it right. When you're fasting, you do it right. You don't do it wrong, you don't do it against the hadith. So now, you want to fast and you want to pray at sunset, right? You're not in the masjid. You don't know how to eyewitness. You're not seeing the sun. And you don't know what time is sunset. Then what do you do? 5-10 minutes, you're going to delay it? So your fast, you have made it makruh. Makruh, they say, undesirable fast you've done. No good fast. No good fast, meaning you the rewards have come low because you've delayed it. Because why? You didn't know what time sunset was. Nowadays, every phone on weather, they have sunset. Everywhere nowadays you get sunset and sunrise and everything. So it's very easy for us, all these things of deen. So Allah enable us to always follow the hadith. The very important facts, because Rasulullah said, لا يزال الناس خير, people will be on khair. Allah said, we're the most beloved servants. And here in the hadith too, where Amijan is told about two people, she said the one that breaks his fast straight away, prays Maghrib Salah straight away, that's the one that's following the Sunnah. And that's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Qadim al-Khas of Rasulullah. So that's what we need to follow. Allah knows too.